Good morning, KC. It is a Rocket and Teresa show. We were talking in the office yesterday, and it's kind of neat because, you know, when the fall comes around, it's close to Halloween, it makes me think back to when I was a little kid.
So many years ago.
I mean, it was so many years ago. So I say, what do you say we play pretend time?
Okay.
Hey, Kansas City. Sometimes the real world stinks. So here at the Rocket and Teresa show, we like to take a break from reality. Are you guys ready for pretend time? It's my favorite time of day. I got no worries, no bills to pay. Let my cares fade away. It's pretend time.
All right, our phone number is 816-576-7093 or pound 93. When you were a little kid, what did you pretend to do or be? Like we talked about this earlier in the week. Teresa, you know, when one of our callers called in, works at the railroad, I was always that little kid that played. I had the hat. I just loved playing conductor. And if I wasn't doing that, I was playing radio.
Like, that's boring because you're a DJ. I was Wonder Woman. I always wanted to be Wonder Woman.
Played around?
Yeah. And then there were times where I would, my friend had a chalkboard. And so every time I went to her house, I had to pretend like I was a teacher just because I wanted to write on the chalkboard.
That makes sense. I think a lot of kids play teacher. Britt.
So when we were younger, my sisters and I, we had a kitchen table that kind of turned into a bar.
Yeah.
And we would play bartender. We would use Capri Sun and cranberry juice to make cocktails.
You play bartender.
I would never play that. That's so funny.
We were really sophisticated as children.
So let's hear from you, Casey. 816-576-7093 or pound 93. What did you pretend to do? Now, I know for a fact that Tara did something I found very adorable, by the way.
Yeah, you brought this off mic playing Charlie's Angels, which I definitely did. But the thing that keeps coming to my mind is we used to play housewife pretty much. And my friends and I, the girls in my neighborhood, would fight over who had to play the husband in the game.
Nobody wants to be the husband.
Nobody wants to be the boy in that game. And it's so weird looking back. Why weren't we just all girls? I don't know.
It's kind of the same with Barbies, too. Nobody wanted the Ken.
Oh, no way.
Nobody wants some ick.
Now, Jen, when she was little, she always wanted to play restaurant. And she was so into it, the restaurant there, that I actually had to go to Home Depot or one of these stores, I forget, Office Depot, and buy her one of those little calculators that the paper went in.
Aww.
Because she wanted to, that's how detailed she got with that.
See, now I had those growing up and I would play with those. I wanted an actual register. You know, they made pretend kitchens and little pretend registers.
Right.
And it was the kind where the change comes down the slide. And I never had one.
All right, it is pretend time. Let's go to the phones.
How about Cody in Independence?
Cody, what did you pretend to do?
I was obsessed with the Charlie's Angels. I know there was no dude in them, but nevertheless, I just threw myself in there. I was Charlie. I was the angel. I was all three. I mean,
there was Bosley. Bosley's a dude.
Bosley, he was good, but I always saved myself. I mean,
who's your favorite angel?
Fair Falcon all the time. Look at that hair.
Correct answer.
I think that's why. Tara, did you have long hair when you were playing?
I've always had long hair.
All right. Thanks for calling in, bud.
Thanks.
How about Brian and Raymore?
Brian, pretend time.
This might, now that I'm thinking about this, might sound sad, but what I used to do is act like I'm playing in a football game by myself in my backyard, and I would be both teams.
That sounds very sad.
No, it's not sad. I did that same thing, man.
I was going to say, I can't make fun of you because I didn't have any kids in my neighborhood, and so I would play like handball or foursquare with the garage door. It was just me and the garage door.
And I'm telling
you. I would go as far as taking my dad's lawnmower and cutting out a football field and having an announce booth.
How did he feel about that?
The announcer, it was very exciting. I was playing in the Super Bowl a lot. It's just one of those things that's a lot of fun.
I did the same thing. I look back at it now. I'm thinking, what if somebody's across the street looking out the window going, what the hell's wrong
with
that
kid? Well, I'll tell you what it shows, though. It shows you have a really good imagination because I had to play by myself and I had to get super creative. You should have seen me trying to play tetherball by myself. I would hop on both sides.
Brian, here's why I think we could be friends. I was asking my fiance the other day, I said, when you were playing Mario Kart by yourself, did you ever try to go off and explore the tracks? And his answer was,
yes.
Why would I be playing by myself? And I aborted the conversation. I said, just kidding.
I got rid of Mario Kart because I would be online yelling at 10-year-olds.
Yeah, you were a little bit rude and angry.
I was very angry. Hey, thanks for sharing, man.
How about Amber and Casey Mo?
Talk to us.
Hi. So my grandma and grandpa had a bar downstairs, and my grandma would make homemade pickles, so we would take the pickle juice and put it in shot glasses and play bartender, too.
Oh, Britt's not alone.
Did anybody drink the pickle juice?
Of course.
Ew.
No, that's actually a real shot now.
Gross.
Yeah, pickleback.
Our family's obsessed with pickles, and we love the pickle juice, too. So.
Gross.
All right, thank you, Sharon. One more call.
How about Bianca in Greenwood?
Go ahead, Bianca.
Good morning. Whenever I was a kid, my cousins and my sister and I would all play Kaiser Permanente, which is essentially the doctor's office, but we didn't understand that Kaiser was actually the insurance company and not the doctor's office. But we had the full setup, the check-in ladies, the nurses, the doctors.
It's actually a hospital, so you're not crazy. In California, there's hospitals that are Kaiser Permanente hospitals. I just love that you were so specific. You didn't just play doctor, you played Kaiser Permanente.
Hey, Kansas City, sometimes the real world stinks. So here at the Rocket and Teresa Show, we like to take a break from reality. Are you guys ready for pretend time? It's my favorite time of day. I got no worries, no bills to pay. Let my cares fade away. It's pretend time.